Like to call the session of county council back into, well, I'm going to call it back into session. That's what I want to do. Everett's taking notes tonight.
Everett's in training.
George is an old pro here, so take notes.
Would you please take care of the public hearings tonight?
Yes, sir. Thank you. My name is Jim Griffin, and Mr. Willard is certainly well aware of the procedures, but I'm required to just briefly go over those. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications or legislative hearings, council uses the information they obtain during the hearing to decide how they're going to act on the request to approve either a conditional use or whatever else is before us tonight. I think it's one CU and one change of zone. After a brief introduction by Mr. Lank, who will tell us what happened when these matters were before Planning and Zoning Commission, we will then ask the applicant or their representative to come forward and make their presentation. After the applicant's made their presentation, we'll ask if there's anyone else present who is in support of the application. Then we'll ask if there's anyone present who is in opposition to the application. All people on either side of the issue will be given a right to speak. Whether you're the applicant or the attorney for the applicant or someone with a concern, if you plan to speak, you need to come down to the podium, state your name and your address before you make your statement. After both sides have been heard, then council will decide whether to take any action. If Planning and Zoning has made a recommendation, the council can act, or the council can also defer if it chooses to do so, which means that action on the matter would take place at a later time. If you have a cell phone or a paging device, please turn it off or turn it to silent service. Mr. Lank.
Yes, thank you. The first public hearing is conditional use number 1779, the application of Jim and Carla Clark to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a spa, for massage, facials, etc., to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 12,750 square feet, more or less, lying southeast of John J. Williams Highway, also referred to as Route 24, and 200 feet northeast of Bay Farm Road, also referred to as Route 299. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 14th of 2009. The council members have before them a copy of a report prepared by myself for their for the record. The council also has a copy of a booklet, an exhibit booklet provided by the applicant, and a revised site plan that was just submitted showing a change in the parking. The Planning and Zoning Commission received the same exhibit booklet. We heard comments, and it is a part of the record. We heard comments from DLDOT. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department in reference to SOAR. Jim and Carla Clark were present with Tim Willard, attorney of Fuquay and Urey. He gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Johnson stated he had is concerned about front yard parking with no setback from the front lot line and questioned if access could be provided across the adjoining parcel to provide parking to the rear of the building. The adjoining parcel is owned by the applicant. The commission on May 14th deferred action. On May 28th, the commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1779 for Jim and Carla Clark for a day spa based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Two, the use of the day spa providing massages, facials, and similar services will benefit nearby Sussex County residents. Three, the location along Route 24 is appropriate for this limited type of conditional use and is in an area that has developed with other conditional uses and commercial business uses. Four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, there will only be one lighted sign on the premise that shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. B, Any security lights shall only be installed on buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or Route 24. C, the hours of operation shall be from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 1 p.m. through 7 p.m. on Sundays. D, although the project is located on Route 24, the adjoining properties are residential and the front yard is limited in size. Therefore, no more than four parking spaces shall be allowed in the front yard. The remaining required parking shall be relocated to the rear of the premise. The applicant shall supply a means of accessing the rear property as part of the site plan approval process. The required parking shall be depicted on the final site plan. E, the final site plan shall be subject to the applicant receiving entrance approvals from DLDOT and any applicable approvals from the Conservation District for stormwater management and erosion and sediment control. F, the final site plan shall contain the location of all trash or dumpster storage areas, which shall be screened from the view of neighboring and adjacent properties. The landscape plans for the project shall be included with the final site plan. And G, the site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 4-0. I did receive one other agency comment. It came in on May 26th. It is from the Conservation District. We are advised that the soils on site are mapped to be Fort Mott loamy sand, which has a 0-2% slope. But the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. That no storm flood hazard areas are affected, no tax ditches are affected, and that it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memo is a copy of an aerial photograph, a copy of an aerial soil map, a report on soils, and a reference to prime and other important farmlands. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions of Mr. Lang?
So it's the third lot in off the corner, is what I understand. Lot 150?
There would be.
Not lot 150, lot 189, is that right?
Yeah, it's actually, the site is parcel 202.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's 189. 202 is right behind it. You can't see the number because of the way it's colored
in.
Right.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Is there anything on it right now?
The improvements exist.
Yeah, okay. All right. How about that? Thank you.
Willard?
Tim Willard, Fuqua and Uri here in Georgetown representing Carla Clark. Jim, her husband, was here at the Planning Commission, but he just had back surgery, so he's not here. They both own the lot and the lot next door. Carla is somewhat of an entrepreneur. She decided she wanted to be an esthetician, which is somebody that...
Can't even say it.
She coached me.
Could you try it one more time?
All you have to say is S and then the and then tition, esthetician.
Thank you.
Somebody that, if you look at the last... second to last tab of your menu, you'll see the courses you need to take to be one, such as, all kinds of health stuff. It's basically you learn how to make people healthier and more attractive, which I think should satisfy your conditional use purpose statute. Right. At least it's semi-public.
We should all sign up.
I didn't like the way you were looking at me when you were
saying that. I'm sorry. I always try to address the acting president. So
acting.
Yeah. In any event, we think the project's fairly modest as far as size, but it's in a location that is clearly, I think, appropriate. It's sandwiched in some pretty large commercial, and I'm going to go through rather quickly my presentation, which will just follow my booklet to establish the record of why we think the Planning Commission made the proper recommendation, and we're just asking you tonight to grant her a conditional use for the limited purpose of having a spa at that location. Let me say from the get-go that
They have a copy.
Yep.
Okay, well, I put it in, and there's a mistake on it or a misrepresentation that we're going to correct right away. I said that we've responded to Mr. Johnson's comments. We thought they were good ones. Fortunately, they own the property next door, so there's no problem getting access to the rear lot to put the majority of parking in the back. The Planning Commission asked for a minimum of four lots in the front, and you'll see there are five. And I said and that was, I didn't realize it was that specific. Since we only need 10, I don't think we even need 10, but we had 10 on the original. Because of the redesign on parking, we've added two more that if you, unless you say, well, we don't want more than five on the front, we can easily get rid of that one and satisfy Mr. Johnson's request without any problem. The first tab in the book, you can see just a aerial of that's a Google Earth picture of the area. The area is on right on 24, right after Long Neck Road, and before you get on the Peninsula Road. I've included in the booklet also the law, which we're supposed to look at. This property is zoned GR, and GR calls for the following uses. May be permitted as conditional uses, and specifically calls for business uses when the purpose of this chapter are more fully met. And then if you look at the purpose of the conditional use chapter, it deals with desirable commercial uses or business uses that are for the general convenience and welfare and are consistent with the comp plan. Long Neck Road and now the development south of that towards Millsboro, and I think has been developed pretty aggressively, and small businesses that complement the area where people in that area can travel a short distance, you know, like a barber shop or a spa, to satisfy that purpose. In tab 3, you'll see where this property is located in kind of a rudimentary form. That is your land use plan, the existing land use plan when they filed, which shows it an environmentally sensitive development district, which calls for businesses to serve the rapidly expanding population. Likewise, in tab 4, the comp plan you just approved keeps it in the environmentally sensitive development district. What that shows you is a blow up of the map, which they're on the south side where the hatched area, and you see the large red swaths on either side, which is the commercial actually that have been changed, the zoning's been changed. And the 2008 language in your comp plan is included, calling for growth areas with some business use. Specifically, they say they may create businesses for local entrepreneurs. Retail offices uses are appropriate, like commercial, for convenience services. And that's what your comp plan says should happen in these areas. I have a state strategies map for what it's worth. I put it in there when it helps me. I don't when it doesn't. This is a level 2 area, and I think
it helps.
In tab 9, you have an existing land use map, and I think I highlighted the area. If you see the red area to the bottom, that's, what's it called?
Harris Teeter.
Yeah, fancy grocery store. That's that whole complex there with a lot of other commercial going on. They're right to the right there, and then Long Net, and there's some commercial across the street. The purpose of these next three tabs is to at least hopefully drive home that this is appropriate for the area and it won't adversely affect the surrounding area. Tab 7, you see the tax map. The first page of that indicates towards the east or northeast all the commercial activity that's been changed to the zone. There's also B1. And then when you see to the bottom of that, you go to the next page, and that's more of a highlighted version of what was subdivided as Sherwood Forest originally. You see other commercial in the area, B1, GR, and the site, I think, Ms. Deaver, you asked, is 189, and you can see exactly where it is there in more detail. Tab 8 gives you some visuals about what's going on in the area. They're not very good pictures, but you can get the idea. The giant right up the street. There's a seafood shop diagonally across the street from them. There's a medical complex. There's the Harris Tweeter Street just through the intersection there, and that has a lot of businesses there. Happy Harry's, you know, and they're less than 100 yards from this area. And the other shopping complex. There was no TIS that's required. That's in tab 9. And I think, Ms. Deaver, I heard you say, is that the house? And
you're I'm looking at
you're at tab 10, yes.
Okay.
This was actually received a special use exception, I think, for bed and breakfast that then went stale, and that they bought it after that. So it had been given that permission to use it as that kind of business before. The Clarks bought it with the idea of converting it, and they're doing everything they can, which is getting your permission. They fixed it up on the outside. If they get permission, you know, they'll do more landscaping in the front, and they've limited the parking in the front. You can also see, you can disregard tab 11 because that's the old site plan and look at the new one. There's plenty of parking. They've also included in tab 12 the floor plan. And you can see that Carla's thought this out. There's a facial room, massage room, two massage rooms, treatment room, makeup room. I'm not sure what they do in the treatment room, but she can take some questions if you do have any. She expects probably 3 or 4 employees. They will park in the rear. You have tab 13 is some pictures of the interior of the business that she's improved in anticipation of hopefully being able to start this endeavor. You can see a copy of Mrs. Clark's transcript, that the grade she's earned and the degree she earned in esthetician. And you also can see she's proposed the kind of services that she's provided. We have conditions that we submitted. The commission used some of those. They added some. We have no problem whatsoever with them as far as the hours, the signage, the lighting, and any other government regulations that she would have to follow. She would adhere to that. So I'd like to call her up here and ask her one question, then if you all had questions for me or her.
Carla.
You've heard what I said to the council. Has it been a true and correct representation of your application, what you want to do here?
Yes. Don't I have to state my name?
Hold it. Sorry. Who are you and where do you live?
I'm Carla Clark. I live in middle. I have two places I live, 1473 Cedar Lane Road and D48 West Bay Park.
I'm not sure I communicated with my client very well. Mr. Griffin can maybe attest to that. When she said, as we're talking about how we're going to handle things today, and she saw you all file in here, and she said, is it going to be a different group of people tonight, a different board? And so I explained to her that this is where the buck stops, that what we had from the commission was just a recommendation. But she can take any of your questions.
Any questions of Mrs. Clark?
Tim brought up earlier that there was a question about the number of parking in the front yard. So mm-hmm. Something the council can consider as a change if they're in favor toward it, towards from what the commission recommended. They said 4. The revised site plan shows 5. They line up with each other. Really.
Oh, the revised site plan shows 5 in the front?
In the front, yeah. But the two front ones are the same distance back anyway. So,
what's the total number of spaces the business would be required to have, Mr. Lang?
It depends on final calculation. I don't believe it was 12.
No, like 10?
It was less. It was more like 10.
So they could get 4 in the front and 6 in the back?
It could.
Or 5?
I mean, we would calculate it. We'd have to recalculate everything out based on the actual structure. What they use. The decks might not count. They're not going to use them for, I'm assuming, anything related to the business. Mm-hmm. Just accessory, they already exist.
What's that building in the back? It's like an A-frame.
There's a small shed there, and if you look at the...
Is that part of this parcel?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's for yard tools and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
Okay. Just trying to see what's what here.
What's it set up for pine now? Is it pine now? It is set up for pine now.
Are you sure about your hours?
They were 7 to 10 Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, 10 to 7 on Monday through Saturday.
Okay with that?
Yeah.
He said 7 to 10, or is it 10 to 7?
10 to 7.
10 to 7, I'm sorry.
You're okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping for that.
She'd like to get up late.
It wouldn't be that first, you know, but.
But it's not something you'd want to start earlier at 9 or 8?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Okay. But
you want to make sure it wasn't 7 to 10.
I try to get to the barbershop, you know, at 7 o'clock in the morning, get started early, but this is really in the barbershop.
This isn't a barbershop.
No, this is not.
Yeah.
The difference is if you come here at 7 o'clock, unless they come up there to Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Did you do a lot, ma'am? Did you do a lot of shopping for attorneys?
Huh?
No comment. I used to work for attorneys.
Oh, okay.
He's a Willard. Be careful. He's a Willard. Good guy.
She told me I'm getting too much sun, so I may be our first customer.
Yeah, facial.
I need a facial, right?
I think I've heard enough. Is there any other questions,
no,
gentlemen?
No.
Ladies?
I think we've gone plenty far on this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll move this along.
I do have a question. What is a Brazilian?
Little guy.
I can see this.
That is a complete waxing.
A complete waxing, okay.
Waxing. The whole thing gets waxed.
The whole thing.
We're going to get one of those. Can we get one of those for Hal?
Jim, that could be a going away present.
Oh, yeah. is it the same price for men as it is for women?
We see your curiosity.
Mr. Griffin, the price is a little higher for men. Okay.
I'd never heard that term.
Mm-hmm. You have now.
I wouldn't volunteer if I were you.
Believe me, I won't.
Thank you very much, Mr. Willard. I think we've heard enough.
Yep, we've heard enough.
Is there anyone, 5 minutes ago, we'd heard
anyone
enough.
Else here who wants to speak in support of this application? Anyone here who wants to speak in opposition to this application? Let the record show that no members of the public identified themselves as wanting to speak in opposition to the application.
We can vote today, right?
We have the recommendation now. Planning and zoning will close the public hearing. What's your pleasure?
I'd say any questions, any mm-mm. concerns, or should we just read it?
No. Go ahead.
If you are going to make any modifications to the recommendations of the commission, you probably would need to vote on those amendments first.
Have you got plenty of room for five cars in front?
We've already actually closed the public hearing, but.
Well, just Sam, what is the question, Sam? We just amongst ourselves. We're looking. Do you want to make any changes to the recommendations of planning and zoning conditions?
I don't see no sense of going from four to five or any of that. I don't know why not just leave five cars there.
Sometimes what they've done is just the appearance a little more grass, a little easier turnaround. I don't know what they were thinking, but.
Well,
they seem to have plenty of parking. If they have four or five, I think they exceed the parking.
A busy road. Tough to get in and out of that road.
And if you have five cars and they're trying to get out, it might be tougher.
Well, I make a motion that we leave it, go to five cars in the front.
Oh, we'll have to change it then.
We're going to have to change enough with our recommendation here.
Well, you want to make a motion, Sam?
Oh, we can override it.
If it doesn't get a second, then that's the end of it.
Are you making a motion, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, sir.
We have a second? Do we have a second?
Sure, I'll second.
We have a second. Motion and a second to amend the number of cars parking in the front yard.
From four to five.
Now that's on Route 24, right?
Right.
Yep.
Is that section, let me just ask Lawrence before we vote, has that section of 24 been expanded by any chance from new development where they widened a little bit?
That's the original Elisha Steel subdivision. The only place they've expanded so far has been where the giant Supergiant is,
right,
and the Harris Teeter and the other shopping areas.
Well, my only concern would be is if there's any future enlargement of 24, which there has to be, that this could be of a concern. So,
well, that would automatically cut them back in that. But
well, no, I mean, if it was there, it'd be difficult to deal with.
It makes no more hard.
All right.
It makes no more difficult to get on the highway with four.
Got a motion and a second to amend the condition about the number of cars parking in the front. Mrs. Deaver.
Yeah. I live on 24, and I think it's a very bad idea. I think four is adequate, and I think it's conservative, and I think that that's the best approach.
Mr. Vincent.
I vote yes. I don't see what's a big deal, four or five cars, but if they can get five in there, I'm fine with that.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote for five, and one reason is it's not going to be bit harder getting on the highway when you park in the back or in the front. So I don't see no difference why I have five or four.
All right. I'm going to follow up on my concern about just the whenever they starting to widen 24 in the future, that I want to make sure that there's enough ample room and that they don't have to spend a lot of money on parking. So I'm going to vote no also. So motion dies to a lack of a majority. All right, so we'll go back to, anybody want to make a motion to?
End up with a tie vote, huh?
That's what we just did. Ties don't win.
Yeah.
Well, the two.
I'm going to adopt the conditions from the Planning and Zoning Commission.
All
Second.
I'll second it.
Motion is second. Any questions from the council? Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Based on recommendation of planning and zoning, vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Cole, yes. Motion carries. Thank you. With the seven conditions.
Yes.
As stipulated by planning and zoning recommendations.
Okay, Tim.
Next is, where's my agenda?
Next item on the agenda for public hearing and consideration is change zone number 1642. The application of Georgetown Auto Sales Incorporated to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100 Sussex County for land lying west of U.S. Route 113, 1,300 feet south of Road 527, also known as Wilson Hill Road, to be located on 2.647 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on May 14th of 2009. We heard comments from the Department of Transportation, the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Jim Stickles was present on behalf of Georgetown Auto Sales Incorporated and gave testimony. We did not receive any comments from the town of Georgetown. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1642 for Georgetown Auto Sales Incorporated for a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the project is located within a developing area according to the county comprehensive land use plan. Two, the use will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Three, the site is in an area that contains C1 zone properties and is adjacent to the boundaries of the town of Georgetown. A change of zone to CR1 is consistent with the surrounding zoning and uses. Four, the change of zone is appropriate for this site given its proximity to the town of Georgetown and its 330-foot frontage on U.S. Route 113. Five, the applicant will meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. Six, CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities, generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the project along U.S. Route 113 falls within the stated purpose of the CR1 district. There was a motion second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. For the benefit of the commission, I just passed down copies of a survey of the property showing existing dwelling, shed, septic system, and shop. I did receive one additional comment from an agency being a conservation district. There are two soil types on this site. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected. It is not likely that any off-site drainage improvements would be required, and it's possible that there could be some on-site drainage improvements required depending on the amount of disturbance. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial photograph, an aerial infrared, soil map, and a soil report, and a report on prime and other agricultural lands. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Mr. Griffin.
Mr. Lang.
Sir.
How far is it from the town of Georgetown?
Right next door.
Right next door.
It abuts the city limits.
But just not in the town.
No, this parcel is next to the town of Georgetown, which is improved. That property is improved by First Baptist Church.
Uh-huh.
And then the next parcel we'll see to the south would be 84 Lumber, which has just been vacated.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The parcel to the north is a radio station.
Right.
It's just commercial. And then across Route 113, everything's commercial or in town except for parcel number 65, if you looked at your site map.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the service center.
Mm-hmm.
Service station.
Right.
Tire center now.
Mr. Stickles, would you like to tell us about your application?
Okay. It's Jim Stickles, Rehoboth Beach. Basically, I want to put it in used cars and office space and whatever else I may be able to do in the future. I don't know. Basically, you heard what Lawrence had to say, and that's, if you have any questions, I'll try to answer them.
How long have you owned it?
2 years.
2 years.
Maybe a little bit more than that. Oh, a little bit more than that. It took 2 years to get here.
It says auto facility and office, auto sales facility and office space. Is the office space related to the auto sales?
Maybe not. Maybe later on in the house.
Mm-hmm. Could be another tenant there.
Yeah.
It's redone.
Anybody have any questions?
Did you say it took you 2 years to get to this point?
Mm-hmm. That's normal.
That's normal.
I don't think it's normal. I don't think it's good.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it's good.
No, we're already going
to move to Maryland. It'll take you four.
Oh, no. Well, I'm just surprised it
took
you.
The reason it took that long is because in 2005, we had 100 subdivision applications. And change of zones and conditional uses.
But it's not all the county either.
It
takes so long for the application for entrance.
All right.
To get your agency approvals.
Right.
Okay.
So just Mr. Stickles, what I can advise you more than I can, but he went through the board of adjustment to allow for the barn building in the back or the shop. Uh-huh. So like 5 or 6 bays was approved by the board a year ago, plus or minus.
A little over, yeah.
So you've actually been using the rear of the property for a shop for the last?
No.
No.
Oh, you have?
I have some collector cars in there,
mm-hmm.
My personal ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the site has not been used for the business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions? Mr. Wilson? Mr. Vincent?
No, sir.
I make a motion, we approve it.
Well, not yet. Not yet, Sam.
We need to see if there's anybody else present. That doesn't appear to be, but I have to ask.
That's the newspaper man and the lawyer back there.
Sam, just a minute. A bus has just pulled up with we're against.
Is there anyone else present who would like to be heard either in support of or in opposition to this application? Apparently not. So we can close the public hearing. Let me read the title, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1. Agricultural Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land in Georgetown 100 containing 2.647 acres.
Motion, please.
You got it.
Mr. Wilson, we have a motion.
It needs to be made to approve it with the conditions or?
Well, it's a
condition.
No, there's no, it's a change of zone.
CZ.
Yeah. CR.
Yeah, CR1.
I make a motion, we change the zoning.
All right.
I'll second.
Sorry.
There were some findings of fact, I believe.
Oh.
Second?
Yeah.
Mrs. Deaver? All right. Any other questions? Council? Before we vote? All right. Call for the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yeah, I vote yes. It's appropriate for the area, and I think it's a good change.
Good change. Mm-hmm. Mr. Vincent?
Based on recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Any reasons? Mr. Wilson?
He promised me a new car.
No,
I'm just kidding. That's just he don't even sell any cars. I'm just kidding.
My vote is yes because it's contiguous to other commercial applications and zoning in the area, and it's on 113, which has been typically known as a commercial area. So I'll vote yes. Thank you, Mr. Stickles.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
You're lucky you got by.
You're lucky nobody asked you if you're related to Bob.
Bob Sickles, are you?
His brother.
You know that.
Thank you.
See ya. Next we have.
The next item is ordinance amendment. An ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Section 99-9B of the Code of Sussex County relating to the time period of validity of a preliminary subdivision plan. This amendment would extend the period of validity for a preliminary subdivision approval from 1 year to 3 years, recognizing the fact that it is difficult to obtain all necessary agency approval required for final approval within just 1 year. This is a recommendation, I believe, that came from the Planning and Zoning Commission. On a monthly basis, at almost every meeting, we're getting requests for time extensions. The ordinance now provides that you have 1 year to, after you receive preliminary approval, to submit final. And there's not too many agencies that can meet that requirement, and the applicants can't get their approvals, and they come in and ask for time extensions.
I make a motion.
Sometimes it's a second time extension, and sometimes it's a third. And in so doing, the commission has been saying this is your third extension, and it is your last extension. You need final to obtain final approval.
And you'd like to see it from 1 to 3?
And I would like to see, yeah, the commission and staff would definitely like to see it 1 to 3. It'll cut down on a lot of time extension letters that we have to write.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion, we change it from 1 to 3.
Well, we might
have a public hearing.
It's a hearing.
Might want to wait a minute. Sam, we appreciate your eagerness tonight.
Any questions of Mr. Lang?
I will have to say that I didn't even finish. There was a motion second carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to the council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved as circulated. Motion carried 5-0.
And actually, it gives what's a total of 3 years, but otherwise, the way it is now, it would go on for 4 years.
It could go on mm-hmm. longer, but yeah. it's not really clear in the ordinance.
Okay.
This will put a limit.
Okay.
And if it's changed from 12 months to 3 years, would the commission be able to give any extension beyond 3 years?
Not by the ordinance.
So it would then come to council?
No.
You know, I think that's good.
Okay. Not clear. It's not. Doesn't say that in the ordinance.
Oh, it doesn't?
Mm-hmm. It's been a policy that's been allowed to be done. That's all.
Should
it could be
they don't have the approval within 3 years, it's void.
Then it should
well,
under this
they reapply.
Right.
Okay, under this ordinance.
Mm-hmm. The theory that they've come here because there's nowhere else they can go.
Right, that's right. Has been. They've only been a few times.
Right.
But that should eliminate that too. If you give them 3 years to get the approval, if they can't give them 3 years, they're not trying.
Mm-hmm.
So
not now, right now with the economy, the way it is, they're not applying to the other agency to get approval.
But all those that are in the pipeline on the consent agenda now would still have to work through that, wouldn't they? Because this is effective when it's adopted.
Right, this will be effective when it's adopted. But most of the ones that have been going through the process, there's a pretty good sized handful now that's been told that they're on their last extension.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just keep adding and right. adding time and time. They're just holding them.
So the commission doesn't really think that after 3 years a subdivision should be given an extension.
No,
it's
3 years should be enough.
Should be enough, because we ought to curtail that they're not coming here. That like they've done in the past, we ought to make it clear that if that's the way we want to write this and introduce it, Sam, is to get 3 years.
How many extensions they get now, George?
They get three, which lasts 3 years.
They can get three.
Well, the ordinance isn't real clear. You've had probably a couple that have had on their fourth year, but they've been told it's their last. But typically when they get to the third request, they're being told that this is your last extension.
So,
I don't know what the economy is. They've been a little lenient.
So they can lose a year out of this deal, then, huh?
The ordinance doesn't provide for it right now.
So does this mean that by the end of 3 years, they have to satisfy the definition of substantial construction?
No. It means they have to have final approval.
Okay, final approval.
Just then they have 5 years.
To do the substantial.
They have 8 years total to be substantial underway.
Okay.
Not completed, but
substantial
underway.
They're pretty generous, Sam. So, I mean, the question is, do we want to put anything in this? Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation is 3 years is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Should we support that? Any discussion? All right. I'm going to accept that as no changes.
Well, let's see. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard on this issue of extending the life of tentative approval of a subdivision plat from 12 months to 36 months? Let the record show. No one else asked to be recognized. So, well,
read it, please.
We will close the public hearing. An ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Section 99.9b of the Code of Sussex County relating to the time period of validity of a preliminary subdivision plat.
Can I get a motion to adopt the ordinance?
I will. Go ahead.
Sam?
I make a motion to change it from 1 to 3.
Second by Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, second.
Mm-hmm. Any discussion? Call for a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, I vote yes, based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Vincent?
Based on recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I vote yes.
Sam?
I vote yes.
Cole, yes, same reasons. Supporting Planning and Zoning's recommendation. Next.
Next ordinance is an ordinance amendment, an ordinance to amend Chapter 115 of the Code of Sussex County relating to the time period of validity of the approval of a conditional use.
Same argument?
Again, County Council acknowledged that it is difficult to obtain an all necessary state and local agency approvals for an approved conditional use within 1 year as previously required, subject to two possible time extensions. With this amendment, the period of validity will be 3 years. Mm-hmm. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on May 14th. There were no parties present and with interest in the ordinance amendment. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this out ordinance amendment to the council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved as circulated, and motion carried 5-0. That's all I have.
Jim, anybody?
Any questions of Mr. Lank on this?
Nope.
Okay. Anyone here from the public who would like to be heard on this ordinance to amend the zoning code, Article 115, Section 174, change the life of a conditional use from 1 to 3 years. Let the record show no one asked to be recognized or heard on the matter. I'll read the title: an ordinance to amend Chapter 115 of the Code of Sussex County relating to the time period of validity of the approval of a conditional use.
Could I have a motion for a approval of this ordinance?
So move you.
Second.
Second.
Got a motion, a second?
I do have a question.
Discussion, yes.
Just want to understand what we're talking about. If you get an approval, a conditional use approval, and you don't begin construction, is this what we're talking about?
No. Not construction.
Or you don't.
It's just like
this. In this case, you at the end of 3 years, you'd have to be substantially underway.
You have to be underway, have roads and that type of thing.
Well, depending on what it is, it could be roads or construction.
At the end of 3 years.
Right.
Okay, all right, fine.
Mars, do we have a good, clear definition of substantial? Because in the past, that's kind of been a gray area. Mm-hmm. Because I got some place next to me that cut out some roads and did some stormwater, but it's all just there.
The zoning ordinance doesn't really define it that well.
Mm-hmm.
The subdivision ordinance makes reference to substantial improvement. And it would be basically you put in, start the entrance, start the road work, start some houses, utility construction is a mixed bag of
it. But it doesn't say how far. I mean, still.
Doesn't say how far. Yes, it seems substantial way, and you can't just close her down and stop.
You really couldn't ask to a conditional use. You couldn't borrow that definition from the subdivision ordinance.
No.
So you.
The ordinance isn't real clear. I looked at it today trying to figure that answer was the question was coming up.
I would think that's something that should be the subject of a house cleaning
it would be.
Update because.
Is
if
it
somebody
something
came to you that you wouldn't have any real anything to go on?
Jim, is it something we could defer on this and have it added without?
Well, you've already gone through the hearings.
It would be a substantial change.
It would be.
Just to give a definition of substantial?
If you're adding, yeah. You're adding to it.
Definitions?
You're adding to and it's not addressed in the title.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But it would be fairly easy to do and wouldn't take a whole lot of effort to do it.
I know, but it means a whole lot of another advertising and going through the whole thing, right? Right. It's a shame we didn't catch up on these definitions, and some of our ordinances aren't real clear. And I'd like to see that cleaned up. Okay, so where are we? Do we have a motion and a second, and we just had discussion, and we'll have a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, I vote yes, based on the recommendations from Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Vincent?
Based on recommendations of Planning and Zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on recommendations of Mr. Lane.
And Cole, same reasons, yes. Next.
The next ordinance amendment is an ordinance to amend Chapter 99 of the Code of Sussex County entitled Subdivision of Land to allow for the staff approval of major subdivisions containing three or fewer lots to be located along a new route. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 14th of 2009. Mr. Robertson stated that this ordinance amendment will allow, under certain limited conditions, the Planning and Zoning Director to approve for recordation subdivisions of three or fewer lots. The ordinance amendment further defines those conditions while still allowing minor subdivisions and the division of agricultural lands. During a public hearing, I personally expressed some concerns about the method of advertising and notices to other residents in close proximity to an application site. That public notices with attachments of the proposed subdivision would have to be sent to residents and also advertised to see if interested parties may request that a public hearing be held on an application. That anyone could request a public hearing, that the fee would be the same as a major subdivision, that it would take additional time deciding whether a public hearing was to be held, and that it would require additional advertising due to advertising to see if anyone was going to request a public hearing, and if requested, another advertising to schedule a public hearing. It's got to the point that we've decided it got more difficult. We discussed the ordinance. Mr. Johnson stated that this amendment would be a benefit to neighbors with interest in activities proposed on adjoining properties, and that the amendment provides more communication to area residents, which I think everybody would agree to that. Mm-hmm. Heidi Balliette of Tunnel Razor was present and questioned minor subdivisions with required road improvements and questioned how roads get put in and questioned how they are maintained. And I advise the commission that if roads are required, the construction plans are to be reviewed by the Public Works Division of the county, that the roads are inspected for compliance, and not wasn't clear in the motion in the minutes, but it was, that's by Public Works, that maintenance is provided by property owners, and that some of the smaller three-lot subdivisions created along existing easements have been required to note on the subdivision plan who is responsible for maintenance, which has been another problem we've had. And the commission on the 14th deferred action for further consideration. There was a motion carried 5-0. On 28th of May, the commission discussed it again. There were only four members present. Mr. Gordy was absent, and they deferred action again to allow him to participate in the discussion. So right now we have no recommendation on this ordinance. The state, if you read or listen to, as I stated, what my concerns were, that's pretty much the staff's concern and the commission's, I believe. But they have to make a recommendation yet. All right. And that's all I have, my show question.
All right, Jim?
Any more questions, Mr. Lane?
Why does it say on a new road? I don't know what.
Because you're
means.
Creating a, they're creating a road, creating
okay,
a street.
Okay, but if it's not on a new road, then you're.
New, not new, a new road being a new street being mm-hmm. created. So in some cases, by policy for years and years and years, the county, if you have an existing road that's serving properties, mm-hmm. and the person could divide their parcel into three lots.
Okay.
As a max. Their parcel plus two, basically.
By just coming into your office and
going through
over
the
counter, right?
No.
They got
to
do
it. Goes to the commission, but it doesn't require a public hearing.
Right. Okay. But
and if you see the minutes of the commission meeting, you're going to see a lot with 50-foot right-of-way, two lots with 50-foot right-of-way. You're going
right.
to see a lot of those.
A lot of those, right.
And it could be from anywhere from 2 to 8 or so every month.
But this would allow you the staff to approve it if it's on a new
and this
road.
Would, and the staff could also, by this, approve new roads that don't even exist yet.
Mm-hmm.
Locations. Mm-hmm. The difficulty we see is that we would have to figure out where the property was, notify all the property owners within some distance, which hadn't been established. We assume it would be 200 feet. That's what everything else had been. And we would have to send them notice and ask them if they would object or request a public hearing on somebody else's property.
And
so I'm the applicant, and Joan wanted to say, I want a public hearing, then we would have to
have a public hearing.
It seems to me it might create the possibility that among neighbors who didn't get along for other reasons, that somebody could
exactly
make the thing go to a public hearing that didn't really need to.
Or Jim,
we've seen that, and we go to public hearing, and then the people that would have desired it don't show up just because they knew they had to go through the process.
Well, the other thing is we can't limit it to just people in the community and in a neighboring property.
So it has to be advertised.
Somebody across.
It says any person.
I'm telling you, some guy in the back of the room here could
we
walk
compared
up.
It to no, Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. If you're applying for a wetlands and Tobago's land permit, they advertise it and they promote it. And then if somebody calls and requests a public hearing, they have to hold one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it could be anybody from anywhere in Sussex County could say, well, that should have a public hearing.
Or in the state.
Well, don't you have to
anywhere.
Have kind
anywhere.
Of a reason? Don't
anywhere.
You have to give them a little bit of a reason?
We would have to show it what they've proposed and put it in the paper describe it like we do now.
So you're going to try to tighten this up, you think, at planning and zoning is what they're going to try to do?
I don't think they're tightening up. I can't say. They might reject it.
May
staff isn't supportive of it because we see it as being more time, more advertisement, more cost.
Okay.
More work involved than
it's worth.
for three lots is not feasible.
Yeah.
All right. We're trying to figure out some way to reduce the number of public hearings the commission had.
There might be some different version of it that would come closer.
Could be.
We'll see.
Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard regarding this proposed ordinance to allow certain subdivisions to be approved by staff containing three or fewer lots? Let the record show that no member of the public asked to be heard on this matter. Since it's been deferred by the commission, I recommend that we defer it and leave the record open so we could receive their recommendation.
Can I get a motion to defer?
I will make that motion.
Can I get a second to defer? Any more conversation and discussion about this issue? I'll ask for a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole? Yes. We will defer. And I believe that brings us to the end.
Push to adjourn.
My term as president. I want to appreciate your support. Mm-hmm. And having a big fundraiser at the end of the month to celebrate. No testimony like Mr. Duke's. We're going to have about 10 testimonials.
Lance may not be back. You may have a weekend.
We could reconsider the recall efforts that I started at the beginning of the afternoon. Now, I guess there's a lot of silence here tonight.
I didn't hear what it was.
George, don't be in a hurry. Next January, you have it.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
I didn't.
All in favor, say aye. I just busted my pen.
You say you're taking everybody over to the Greek Hotel for dinner?
George.